Yo, it's the Real Deal with a Kill podcast, baby. We are back with another one. Like, subscribe, write a review, comment, share it, do the whole nine on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, all of that. Got my boy Rudy back with me. He wasn't here yesterday. We did our podcast with Theo. Shout out to him.
But, Kill ain't want to wait for me.
And Daniel was late again. I told you I was going to get on your ass. So I told you, sit your ass in that red chair, and I'm going to get on your ass for just 2 minutes. Next time you late, get a bottle of my choice. And I'm not going to break your pockets. Now I'll get like R&R or something like that, something like $20. And then food of choice. So food that me and Monday want, like Raising Cane's, McDonald's, Trill Taco. Self plug right there. Things like that. So next time is past the time we choose, then we'll that'd be the fine. Okay? You got it?
Fuck you.
But that's what we'll do. I'm not gonna get on you too much. We do have a
Okay.
Was that 2 minutes? That wasn't 2 minutes?
No, it's cool, bro. You know what I'm saying?
18,
so it is
close.
Yeah, I'll take the bash.
Okay.
Because I was late today, mainly because I had to get a haircut. I hadn't had a haircut since the fucking snowstorm. So I was out here looking like Fred, what's his name, Winslow. I'm out here looking fucked up.
Who's Eddie Winslow. Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow.
Nah, yeah, you ain't Eddie, nigga. You Carl.
I was out here. Fuck you.
It was Carl. Nah, because Eddie had the flat top, right?
Yeah. I was out here looking raggedy. So, I'll take it. Shit, I needed that haircut. Man, I feel like myself now.
Now you feel like you back to the Velvet Teddy Bear. That's the long awaited album we've been waiting on, but somebody don't want to drop it.
No, I'm gonna do it. I just got a lot of stuff going on in front of it. A lot of stuff going on in front of it.
Nah, I feel you, but we're gonna feature up. I'm gonna be on the album. That's a freestyle.
Yeah, so
all right. Anyway, it's a lot of people don't realize that it's Women's History Month, and we do have a woman on the show. She has her own black owned business, black woman. Blaze Case, finally people can see the face now. Who one of my sponsors was, Blaze Case HTX.
Matter of fact, hey, didn't you buy a cake from her?
Yeah, I bought some cakes before Super Bowl, my birthday,
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. All that.
Never picked it up though.
Boy, you hell.
Never picked up the Valentine's cake though.
Why?
We talked about it last show.
Oh yeah,
we already talked about it.
It was a donation.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
But Lauren, we want to thank you for coming on the show, coming kicking with us. We have great conversation. I don't know if you listened to the podcast. I'm sure you have. So you know that it's very, a lot of times, controversial, but it's some real shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And just know, trust me, we're not going to put you in a vulnerable state. Well, maybe it might be a little vulnerable.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But respect will be given all across the board.
Exactly.
And then, you have a question. Like, what is your favorite kind of cake? Since you have the biz, what's your favorite kind?
Yeah. My favorite kind to make or to eat?
Both.
My favorite to eat is carrot cake.
Okay.
That's a first.
Yeah. I never heard carrot cake.
What's your favorite to make?
It's good. My favorite to make is probably cookies and cream.
I love cookies and cream and red velvet. But plug you in, what's up? So Blaze Case, you've been doing it for how long? Let's plug you in.
I've been doing it for about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I do cakes for anything. So I do alcohol infused cakes. That's probably my most popular cake, Hennessy. That's the one everybody wants. But then I also do regular cakes. I do cupcakes, treats, anything.
Okay. Do you do whipped cream icing?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
And then you made a cake.
But in the Houston climate, it's not very
good. Well, that's my favorite cake. I like whipped cream icing. So like,
yeah, I can make it.
Me, you know, might have to. I'm for sure going to be calling you for my girl. Her birthday is coming up.
When?
April 10th.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I'm
for sure. Get your order in though, cause
oh, you popping like, hey!
Okay.
See, you love to hear that shit.
But no, so tell them you made a cake for Drinker Gates too. You gotta tell them that you can't forget about that.
I made a cake for Drinker Gates about a year and a half ago, I think.
And how that happened?
I guess somebody who works for her just hit me up when she was coming in town, asked for a cake. I made it, and she was at the address with it.
What was it for?
Her birthday.
Okay.
So if y'all like Drinker Gates or Kevin Gates, holla at Blaze Cakes. So how can they find you? So it's Blaze Cakes, HTX,
Blake's
on
Cakes,
all platforms.
HTX, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Blake's Cakes, HTX.com. That's where you can order.
How's Blake spelled?
B-L-A-K-E-S, Cakes, HTX.
There you go.
You give me like Lola Bunny vibes.
Who is Lola Bunny?
I had a crush on Lola Bunny, boy.
Are you talking about?
We live, people.
Yeah, nah, you give me Lola Bunny vibe. You ever seen Space Jam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look kind of like Lola.
How she like Lola Bunny? So you say she like a bunny?
I know. I don't know how to take that.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, you ain't ever seen Space Jam.
I had a crush on Lola Bunny, so I love Lola Bunny.
I've seen Space Jam.
I love Lola Bunny. But now.
So what's up?
So let's man, how am I a hoe? God dang, what's up?
What's going on, bro?
Why am I a hoe, bro? Come on, man.
Nah, I'm just, that's how we greet each other all right. The time.
So you come, okay. So here we go, bitch nigga, let's go. Let's keep going. So let's just cut right to the chase for people. Drake, Scary Hours 2, EP 3 singles, whatever you want to call it, project, it's just released yesterday. I'm going to let you go first on this with your thoughts and your reactions to the 3 songs that we got. I'm pretty sure the whole social media heard already, so I ain't got to get too much into it. I'm going to give my thoughts after you, though.
Okay, I feel like I was pleased. It was a good, great 3 songs, in my opinion, especially the first one. Mm-hmm. The first one, that What's Next, that shit was hard as fuck. And it kind of gave me a gauge of where he's about to go with it, because it was kind of like the same. What was the last project?
Dog Lane Demo Tapes.
Yeah, that. You can kind of see where he's going with the next project to a certain extent, like that Playboi Carti vibe, but still lyrical, you know what I'm saying? I fucked with it, to be honest with you. That one, and then I like the Lil Baby record. And it might just be me. Y'all tell me if I'm tripping. But it feel like Lil Baby's, like, his melodies becoming a little bit too redundant.
It's getting the same. It's going to get to a point where Lil Baby is going to be like, okay. Because you see what's happening with Migos.
Yeah.
Migos, people is like, all right, Migos is like, it's cool, but it ain't the same. It ain't got that same vibe no more. Lil Baby's flow, yes, he got better from when he dropped his old stuff, but it's gonna get to a point where it's
yeah, he gonna have to switch it up a little bit sooner or later. But one thing I will say, what really surprised me on that record, and I know I'm getting real technical with this shit, and motherfuckers may not understand what I'm saying, but the way that Drake is approaching these records is crazy. It's different. I didn't expect this from him. Like, in the beginning of that record, the
crazy as in good? Like,
yeah, like, he wasn't even on the same flow pattern in the beginning that it wasn't, not the What's Next, but the record with Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Once and Needs. I'm getting, like, I can tell he's getting better. He's starting to challenge himself. So, like, at first I was, before going into the project, I was really thinking, like, man, Drake might be just falling off a little bit because he's, It's too easy to him now.
Yeah.
But I could tell he's challenging himself. Let me just say this now. We need a Ross and Drake project.
Mm-hmm.
We need that. Like, I think we need that more than we need a Future and Drake project. More than we need a... I think that's more impactful than even a Kendrick and J. Cole project.
Really?
Because they can't miss. They don't miss.
Somebody, one of my homies literally said the same thing. Like, they haven't missed since, like, 2010.
Not even, they never. Like, just keeping it real, they never missed. I feel like they need to do a project together. The thing about that is, though, if you think about it and you know, you look at the whole picture, they only do one type of record together.
Yeah, it's always that. It's always like that Rick Ross instrument type deal. The producers on MMG side, he coming with that flow. I get what you're saying, because when I heard Lemon Pepper's freestyle, first of all, it wasn't a freestyle. Let's get that out the way. Number two, that I ain't gonna lie, they don't miss. Like when you say, because it was, it's always that moment where you be like, I want to see a J. Cole and Drake. I want to see a Cole and Kendrick.
Well, no, I mean, but also, here you gotta think. I feel like Ross is probably one of the most underrated artists, lyricists. Period.
I don't think he's underrated. I think
no, he's very underrated.
You think he's underrated?
I know he's underrated. Why is he not missing in people's top five? When me personally, I feel like he's better than Biggie.
The last time he was, we'll probably get to that a little bit, but
no, let's get to it.
No, wait. I want to say this because shit. Rick Ross, when he dropped Teflon Don in 2010, people did recognize him. People were saying in 2010, he's the best rapper this year in 2010. Remember, I told you on the last podcast, last year, I said 2010, because we was arguing like what years Drake was the best. And I said 2010 was Rick Ross with Teflon Don. You know what I'm saying? Because he was dropping them mixtapes. At that time, mixtapes was mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So at that time, people did. But I don't want to get to the Rick Ross. That's a whole nother discussion. Rick Ross.
No, but I mean, let's just think about it. You can think about your top five right now. Rick Ross is better than at least three of them.
My top five is...
Is Rick Ross better than Big Sean?
Hell yeah.
Is Rick Ross better than... Shit, really and truly, I can say Rick Ross is better than J. Cole.
So let's play the game of this or that. I'm going to just say Rick Ross or a certain person.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross or Big Crit. So when we say better, not just take the whole person. They take the overall projects, albums, hits, everything.
The reason why I'm taking Ross is because even though Crit is that, Ross can do that and more.
Okay, so Big Crit. All right, so J. Cole or Rick Ross?
Ross.
Over J. Cole?
Yeah.
Oof. Boy, that's tough.
Cole is that, but Ross just has a different... His flow patterns is just crazy. And the way that he plays with his wordplay is crazy. Like, I feel like he's very underrated, put like that. Yeah, I think it's mainly because he doesn't attach himself to the younger folks at this point in his career, that he doesn't get his roses like he should. But Ross is very underrated, in my opinion. Like, if you put Cole and Ross side by side, that, and you really can't even really compare the two because they do two different types of music. But if we just go from a lyrical standpoint, I gotta go with Ross.
Okay, so let's get back to Drake. So 1 out of 10, how you give? What you give? 1 through 10, what you give the album, the mixtape?
I give it a 8.5.
8.5.
And the reason why I say 8. Hold up. First of all. Are y'all not peeping what Drake does?
What you mean?
Drake does this shit all the time. He did this shit with Views. Hey, this is the record. And I'm going to put out one or two or even three projects in between these records to hype you up. He told us, he said, hey, Lover Boy is coming out in January.
Mm-hmm.
We're in March. He did the same shit with Views. Hey, Views is coming out and da da da. It didn't come out till 2 years after he said that. And in between, he put out two or three records.
To hype you up.
That's real.
That's why I cannot. I'm going to save my comments when I go. But
yeah, so, you know, I'm peeping his marketing strategy. But, man, Drake, he's warming us up. I think it's going to be a crazy summer. I think he's waiting for summertime to turn up. Because, in A, he knows it's tour time. And then B, is just perfect. He's raising up the suspense. This is going to hold us over for the next 2 or 3 months.
And two, for people that's on Instagram Live too, y'all got questions, y'all can always ask them too as well. People that's listening. So you give it 8.5?
8.5.
Okay, it's my go.
And that is only an 8.5 because I don't think we got the full spectrum of what's about to happen.
So, is my go now?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Rudy Sutherland, A&R, Rap-A-Lot, Takeover Studios, you are the guy, you are the man, you are the guy that's behind the scenes in music. Uh-huh. You love music, you're a music aficionado. We don't agree on a lot of things, but I respect your opinion when it comes to music, first and foremost, all the time. Let me get it out the way. Now to Dre Scary Hours 2. Now, for people that listen, they know I'm not a Drake hater, quote. I'm not that guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna get to what I'm talking about the Drake being.
He's a Drake hater. I'm not judging you because I used to be a Drake hater. So
this is the thing.
When I even a hater, I just out,
I was
more.
A huge fan of Drake. Without, I remember when he came out with Replacement Girl with Trey Songz like in 07. All right, man, this dude's gonna be cold. I was rocking him So Far Gone. I told everybody the same story. Look, when Views came out, I was so here with it. I said, this is going to be one of the greatest albums in music history. I said, look, just not rap. Music, period. It's going to be the best album ever. Views.
Oh, okay.
I was disappointed with that when that came out. Ever since then, I've been like, I don't care about it. So, Scary Hours 2.
Hold on, but I don't mean to cut you off. But would you agree that if he took certain records out, that would be a classic?
I told you. I said this a million times. Okay. I have the exact playlist. If I was in Drake's camp, I would have chose this certain playlist and album, the songs for Views. It's only like 10, 11 songs in there. Would have been one. It'd have been the greatest rap album ever, by far, not even close. If he took out half of that album. Okay. So, Scary Hours 2. Here we go again. Oh, Drake. He got 3 songs. It's good. It's class. Oh, God. 8. He's good. Song with Lil Baby. Rick Ross. Cool. When I heard the album, it's okay. It's cool. It's not, what you say, 8.5?
Mm-hmm.
6. It's cool. It's not something, because I know what's going to happen. Finna get us up to here. Oh, my gosh. Scary Hours 2. But when he dropped the album, it's finna be Dark Hours. It's not gonna live up to what you think it is right now. That 8.5 on the album, Certified Lover Boy, is gonna go down to a 5, 6. You're like, oh, here's another disappointment. Here's another album that was like, damn, he disappointed us again.
Okay, let's break this down.
Because, too, I wanna say this. If it's certified, motherfucker, he better be certified platinum.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's break it down. First record is what's next?
It's cool. It's cool now. It's 24 hours in. We're listening to it. We're trying to soothe it in. We're trying to be like, okay, do I like it or like it? Do I not like it? After a week or two, we're going to forget about this song. We're not going to keep, it's not going to be on repeat. The only repeat song is the Lemon Pepper Freestyle. And that's not even a freestyle. So I don't know why he labeled it freestyle.
Just nah, name it Lemon Pepper. Too technical.
No, I'm just saying like.
You being too technical when it comes to the freestyle word. I think you use that as. This is just it's a venting record. If you really think about it, if you listen to it, it's a venting record. So that's why they say, oh, it's a freestyle. We don't have a particular subject. We just going off the dome. And a lot of time when people be freestyling, to be honest with you, niggas done wrote them shits.
A lot of times, 90%. Okay.
So that record there was the fucking star of the whole damn EP.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
That's the best song.
That's the best song. The first record was to get people hype.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Get your attention.
Get your attention. The reason why is because, you know, if you're looking at it from a marketing strategy standpoint, I got to get the young folks involved. So it may not reach you, but from a music standpoint in general, for the crowd that he has to please, that's right on point. Because we about to be outside. We in Texas. You think they not about to be playing that record? Over and over and over and over.
And then it hits you quick, too.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Short attendance spans. Like.
This is that Playboi Carti, Lil Uzi. That's that flow. He got to please that crowd.
Yo.
I mean, do you agree?
I feel you. If I was younger, rap came so far along. I'm not saying that it was a bad project. I just know I'm looking what's finna come next. Am I expecting Certified Lover Boy to be what I think everybody think, all the Drake fans think is going to be? Hell no. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised if it's just as good, or probably Dark Lane demo tape might be better than that. I would not be surprised.
But shit, a lot of people didn't like Dark Lane demo tape.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I guarantee there's going to be a song on that album that is not good, but fucking TikTok will try to spin some shit and find a dance and make that shit good.
A kid.
And it's going to blow up. You know that's going to come. God damn. And that's another thing we're going to talk about.
A because kid,
that's
going business. To happen. It's business.
That's going to happen, though. It's going
to it's
like,
business. At the end of the day, it's business.
You know that's going to happen. I guess.
Just like when he put out Hotline Bling and that shit went crazy on social media. He knows what the fuck he doing. It's business.
He know this, dog. I don't but know he what's
gonna
up.
Get, also, he going to give you goddamn. Well, Hotline Bling was on Views, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He going to give you a goddamn pop style. He going to give you One Dance. He going to give you records that actually do mean something. You know what I'm saying? I think it's unfair when it comes to Drake that he has to please so many audiences, but he gets criticized for that.
And I told you before, this is what he should do. Because we know what's going to happen on this album, right? We know it's going to be, he's going to have a couple of songs that like the Western Road flow, where he's just flowing, he's rapping. He like,
I don't even think, I ain't going to lie, listening, knowing the title, I see nothing but R&B records. It's called Certified Lover Boy for a reason.
That is one of the weakest rap album names ever.
He's not just a rapper, he's an artist.
And that's how I'm judging him. I'm judging him as a rapper.
Okay, from an artist standpoint, though.
He's top three.
You can't argue with it. But from a rapper standpoint, even those records, like even What Next, if you listen to the words, he's saying some shit.
I'll give it a 6. I'm hard on him. I'm giving him 6. Is that too low?
6? For me, I think it is. I think it's unfair.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just know what's happening. I just know what's going to come next.
We don't know what's going to come next. Other than, I feel like it's going to be a more R&B-ish record.
So you think it'll be R&B?
If you think about it, Scorpion was more hip-hop than anything.
Yeah.
He was rapping his
when
ass
he talk
off.
His shit, that's when he's at his best.
He had two sides.
I'm
going to tell you. He had the rap side and he had the R&B side.
I'm going to tell you something about Drake. Drake is in his bag. Drake is the best, arguably the best rapper when he's emotional. When is emotion involved?
Okay,
him?
So why do you think about this? Just keep this in your mind. That whole project, those three songs were nothing but rap records.
Yeah,
that should tell you what the next project gonna be.
R&B.
I'm about to flip it all the way on your ass.
And we're gonna be pissed off. And gonna be like, God damn.
If we keep it in 100, once you know what to expect from the project, you're happy with whatever he gives you. The problem is when he does too much of one thing and you expecting another.
Man, I get it.
The first single is what's going to tell everything. The first thing on that project is going to tell everything about this.
It's
going
to be a TikTok song bullshit that grown motherfuckers like me, us in this room, going to be like, bro, come on, dog. The best song on that album is gonna be a TikTok song that none of us is gonna be like.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I doubt it, because that nigga really killed.
If this was Vegas and we was betting and had like some and they had odds on Drake's album and they said, hey, the favorite is him that is for him to have a TikTok song, I'm putting my money.
So did you like Hotline Bling?
I didn't really just sing along with the shit and it was a jingle.
I ain't gonna lie, that was my favorite record on that project.
You're bullshitting. You're lying.
I swear to God. And the reason why is it was so hard.
What?
That song was harder than a bitch.
The best song on Views?
It wasn't the best song, but it was my favorite song. Put it like that. I can listen to that record right now over and over.
I listen to Nine.
See, that was my least favorite.
What?
I turned the 6 upside. It was a 9 now. Like, that shit was trash.
That shit was garbage. What?
Yeah. Matter of fact, my favorite record on that motherfucker was was it that? Nah, I'm thinking about Scorpion.
Scorpion side A was good.
Yeah. That side is a classic.
But that's bad.
If you leave it alone, that's a classic.
And that's my fucking problem with Drake.
But that's because he has to please so many audiences.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does.
Fuck the art.
He's an international He's the biggest artist on earth.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
That's just bullshit. There's a couple of people that I can name that's arguable. I don't think he's the biggest. He's top three. He's top
Who was bigger than him?
Beyonce. Say he ain't. Say
that's
she ain't.
True. Beyonce's
that's
bigger
true.
Than
Say Beyonce ain't.
That's true.
Beyonce is in a whole nother stratosphere.
You just said artist.
On earth. He's
Who is the bigger artist, Beyonce or Drake?
He's the second biggest artist.
Okay. I said top three. I didn't say number one. I damn sure I didn't say number one.
Since you want to be technical,
you
nigga.
Got to get it right. Be technical. Beyonce is bigger than Drake. Houston.
Hold on. Time out. Woo, 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 woo. Does Beyonce have a diamond record?
I'm about to look it up. Beyonce got a diamond record?
Does Beyonce have a diamond record?
Does that matter?
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
Taylor Swift.
Does Beyonce have a diamond record?
Instagram Live, dude. Beyonce have a diamond record for the two people that is watching. I don't know who, but I can't see.
Does Beyonce have a diamond record, either album or even a song?
Still, Beyonce is still bigger than Drake because Beyonce don't have a lot of haters.
They How many have- records has she sold? That's what I'm saying. Does he? Drake has a multiple diamond records.
So you're taking Drake or Beyonce? Who is it?
They in two different.
But I'm just saying. But you say biggest artist.
Trying to check a credible source. I'm on Billboard now.
Look on Wikipedia.
That's a credible source.
Yeah.
Drake, man.
As far as like record sales and shit.
Beyonce
like that.
Bigger than Drake, though.
Does she have a diamond record?
Let's see.
I don't know. Does she have a Somebody diamond? Says something. I can't see it though. Hog. My Monday already looking. I can't see. I can't. I don't want to get up and look. Beyonce has a diamond. No, Beyonce. I don't care about diamond. Triple platinum, platinum, gold.
I'm just asking.
I don't think so. No.
He has two.
Somebody just said Beyonce bigger. Somebody said Drake bigger.
What the hell? Yeah,
Beyonce has a diamond record. Which one was it?
Which one was it?
Yeah, thank you. Beyonce is bigger than Drake.
You give me that.
Platinum, gold. Beyonce. Oh, here we go. Go.
For
go.
Sure.
Platinum.
She might have a platinum song. I mean, she might have a diamond song.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, a diamond song. Oh, she has a diamond song.
Let's see.
She has to. Okay, that's my thing. If we're looking it up, if that
does she have a diamond song?
But does that make somebody bigger than somebody else? Eminem has a diamond album. Is Eminem bigger than Beyonce? Please, man, suck my 3-inch cock on that bullshit. Eminem's not bigger than goddamn Beyonce. Hell no, I'm not judging.
I'm just asking. That was a question. That
yeah, nah, but nah. Okay, if you have to name three, I don't want to get too way off, way left.
I'm with you, but what I'm saying is mainly he has to please a lot of audiences at one time. You know what I'm saying? And I think he doesn't want to be known as what.
Same person said that said look it up. We are.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody.
I don't think Beyonce has a diamond record.
Yeah, I don't think
But what I will say is.
I didn't see anything on Wikipedia.
So yeah. Drake has one. And the reason why I'm saying that is because he has to please many audiences at one time. So, a lot of artists don't have that challenge. Beyonce doesn't really too much have
you,
that can't.
Before we change subjects, I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Your favorite artist is Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, when he came out when he was in his prime,
mm-hmm.
even still, I'm a big fan, but I'm just going to say Jay-Z is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So, Jay-Z, your favorite artist,
mm-hmm.
when he was in his prime and he was number one, he didn't change up for shit. He didn't really.
No, I'm going to tell you what made Jay-Z great. Jay-Z made pop come to him. He didn't go to pop. That's a skill that I haven't seen anybody do thus far. Period. Wayne hasn't done it. Drake hasn't done it. The only person I know for a fact, when you listen to their music, it's still them and their identity. Period. That's why I say he's the GOAT in general. You can't nobody. You can't even put him in a top five because he's beyond a top five. He's like YouTube. Fucking, motherfuckers that, what's the motherfuckers, Elton John and niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not even in a conversation he's Michael Jackson. Like, you can't put Hov in a conversation of any of that shit because the records that he did them but made them still him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Drake has to step out and sing and things of that nature. This nigga rapped.
And he's still.
And still.
Cold.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people don't, I still feel like he's underrated because motherfuckers really, the younger generation don't give him his props. But that's a whole nother conversation.
So we're going to do this. We're going to disagree with, we're going to agree to disagree.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, I understand why you say a six.
Yeah.
Because it's not for, you know, you fuck with Benny the Butcher and niggas like that.
Yeah.
He's not on that type of shit right now.
And that's how, and that's the thing. When I say I don't like, it's not the fact that I hate him. It's the fact that if I'm judging hip-hop artists, I'm not talking about him as an artist overall. If I'm just, if he's saying he going to drop an album that's hip-hop or rap, then I'm judging you off of hip-hop and rap.
But when has he ever said that?
Yeah, when I go to Spotify, it says hip-hop Drake.
See, that's the bullshit.
Well, that's their fault.
No, it's not. Because the motherfucker's trying to be bigger than ever.
Say, if you say,
Zero sings.
Zero's a rapper at the end of the day.
But Zero sings.
Yeah.
He does both.
Shit, Zero's more talented than Drake. All right, next subject. So you want, I don't want you to say no to that. All right. this we gonna do, pass me that drink. I want some hard whiskey. I don't want the crime. All right, Tekashi and Lil Nas X. Cause you said some real shit last podcast about Tekashi. So I for people that didn't see Tekashi and Lil Nas X, the reason why I brought them two up, like, oh, what's what happened with those two? Well, apparently that Lil Tekashi tried to blast Lil Nas X and he struck out big time. He was at the plate and he struck out. And it didn't go well. So he exposed him and basically said, hey, look, you in my DMs, bro. You asked me where I was at when you in the city. Why are you trying to talk shit about Lil Nas X? And I can agree. I can say for everybody that Lil Nas X has more fans than Tekashi. Lil Nas X had one of the greatest songs in his generation. One of the biggest songs in his generation. If not ever. I don't know the numbers, but I know it was big. So
that bitch is diamond.
Exactly. So, speaking of diamond, thoughts, Tekashi, Lil Nas X, because I'm like, look here, man. It's getting to a point, like I said last show, it's getting to a point where people, yeah, if it was wasted, I'd be pissed off. that it's like, yo, we just talked about you this last episode. Now there's another Tekashi headline. And we're, like you said last time, we in this, we're talking about him. If we stop talking about him, he will go away.
I ain't going to lie. I wasn't tripping by what Lil Nas X did because I feel like now he's trolling the troll.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if those messages are real, but I can obviously see exactly what Lil Nas X is doing. And, yeah, I mean, shit. He's aggravating the fucking, he's aggravating the troll, basically, at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
staying relevant.
Yeah, he that's what he does. Lil Nas X plays the same game that 6ix9ine does. He do gay shit so niggas can talk. And right now he's just doing some gay shit that's on the real nigga side. You know what I'm saying? Making 6ix9ine look gay. And he's getting aggravated. So at the end of the day, I don't find nothing wrong with what he doing.
Right. Lil Nas.
Yeah, I think Lil Nas X actually sees what's going on and he's using it to his advantage at this point.
Yeah, I think a lot of us in this room have way more respect for Lil Nas X than this Tekashi dude. It's not a time that I
want. The only thing with Lil Nas is shit, he gay.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Nobody gives a fuck. You gonna don't please don't talk shit about Lil Nas X. Yeah. He come on, man. That's not no. If he drop another song, it'll probably hit diamond or platinum again. So
I feel like I said, that was the first time I seen 6ix9ine aggravated.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, Lil Nas X album wasn't that bad.
No, it just wasn't for me.
It wasn't for us, like younger crowd, cool. Yeah. But
TikTok crowd,
yeah, TikTok
crowd.
Nah,
he's
crowd.
For the LGBTQLMGCTLY.
Come on, you know, you being disrespectful, dog. Huh? You being disrespectful with that. You know what it's
no,
called.
No, not. They got a lot of words. Letters.
They keep adding LGBTQ, what? Plus? Yeah. I think I got
plus my, what?
Man,
plus?
I had, bro, I had to talk to my little sister. Like, I had to have a one-on-one with her. And she was talking about she wanted to be known as a fucking pronoun. I said, what? She said, I don't like when people call me her or some shit. Yeah. I said, I'm a human. I said, nigga, you are a girl.
Damn.
That's, it wasn't a disrespectful conversation because I really wanted to understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, baby girl, like, you know, we all made a certain way. When you were out the vagina, you were labeled as a woman, a girl, because you don't have that body part. So that's what you are. That's how you can, you know, everybody's a human.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's boy and girl. It ain't no damn he or she, him or her. Like, what? Nah, fuck that shit. TikTok fucking these kids up. But that's a whole nother conversation.
But I did want to talk about TikTok, though, because it was a topic I wanted to talk about last time, but we're talking about it now since we're already on the subject. And I think, you know, I think all of us can chime in on this because I don't have a TikTok. I think we have a TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody at least seen, we know what it is.
Yeah, I got a TikTok.
So the question is, do we think TikTok is ruining hip-hop in the music industry?
No, it's just a different way of promoting your music. Like right now, it's a lot of artists that are making, me personally, I'm not against artists making a way in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas need to feed their family. So if you're a TikTok artist, it's okay. Like, do your shit because somebody is signing you. And that's putting money in your pocket.
What's that? You were dancing?
My recent video just got 222 views on TikTok.
On TikTok?
There you go, baby.
Look at this. See? It's creating opportunity.
There you go.
All
right.
That algorithm is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how
like,
you
and it's easy. It's easy.
I knew something happened. You started dancing. I ain't never seen you dance.
Man, it's
my other ones barely went over 100, so I don't know what difference was with this one.
Yeah, bro, it's easy. So, like, when it comes to TikTok artists, like, I had an argument with another exec. It wasn't even an argument. It was just discussing. But he was saying, like, I don't think that TikTok artists are a wave to really fuck with. And I told him, I was like, I mean, just like you had Vine artists, you got TikTok artists. It's okay to be a TikTok artist because people like you for a certain clip, like Erica Banks. Erica Banks is really known for just the
Busted.
The Busted challenge. Really, you tell me how many motherfuckers listen to it past the Busted, the beginning of the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't feel nothing wrong with it. Especially, what's that dude? Hold on. YMJ. That's his name.
Who?
YMJ.
I don't know who that is.
Hold on. She won't give me the coochie. She's a coochie scowl.
You know about more artists than me. I don't know.
That nigga made some good money.
Oh, wait. How the song go? Do it one more time.
How do you wait? Is he on TikTok? What's his name?
Yeah, his name YNJ.
Literally the letter YNJ?
Yeah.
But it's my
like he didn't got like a multi-million dollar deal just.
But
off
do you think it was? Do you think
TikTok
when you make a song like that? Let's take Erica Banks for example. Nah, you know what? I ain't gonna say her. Let's tell you the dude. What's the name? Beatbox 3. The song Spot 'Em. Bitch, what you? Whatever song.
That record is gold right now.
Gold now. So
you know how hard it is to go gold right now?
Because I'm only asking that because we know who the dancer is more than we know the artist. If you show me the artist and you show me the guy that danced to it. I know the guy that danced to more than the artist. But what I'm saying, because with the artist, do you think it limits certain people of how far can
they
go?
I think I feel like when it comes to just any industry in general, your whole goal is to get on. Who gives a fuck how you get on?
Yeah.
In general. So like prime example, Mooski. She's a runner, she's a track star. That nigga just got a multi-million dollar deal. Well, he been signed to Capitol, but he's been signed to Capitol, and that was his breakout record. Now, your job at this point is, what are you going to do next?
Right.
That's the question. What are you going to do next?
All right, Monday, hit the comments, see what people are saying. We're going to chime into the comments real fast on the gram and see what's good. I see some comments rolling through. They probably disagreeing with Rudy like always.
Somebody named
Moses
got games.
That's my boy B. What up, B Walt?
He was the one that told you to look it up too. Social media in general is making making a new outlet for any client, for any and everything cool and lame.
Response, Rudy?
Hey, what'd he say again?
Man, come on, get the fuck out
of the I'm sorry. What'd he say again?
He said basically social media in general is making a way for anything like this cool, anything that's lame. Like, it means you can make it either way.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is you can make it, because we've seen a lot of one-hit wonders even before social media. Hell, Vanilla Ice. The fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen this before. That's all I'm asking is, like, how far can it really go? Because if I'm looking at it, I feel like Erica Banks is a hard-working artist. So I feel like she didn't mean to make a TikTok song. It just so happened that they took it and they made it TikTok and they got viral.
I won't say that.
But all I'm saying, I feel like she's a hardworking artist and she's going to take advantage of it and she's going to propel and she's going to get bigger and have better songs. So that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is the limitations of some artists sometimes that sometimes they put out a song that's too big. We don't know who you – perfect example. This is my dude I was rocking with. You're supposed to have him on the show a long time ago, Black Boy JB. Mm-hmm. You see him walking down the street. You can't put him in the shoot song together. Right. Unless you just know music, if you're a general person, not if you're not, you know what I'm saying. We know who he is, but the general public, somebody just a kid or somebody they know the dance got bigger than him. We don't know him no more. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. The limitations of some artists.
But the thing is, I think you're looking at it from a lot of times. You got to take into consideration that these artists don't really want to be rappers. They just need that one record to put some money in their pockets so that they can go do some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of artists ain't, they got in the game doing this, that, and the third. They done paid their label back. Now they got bread in their pockets, and now I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do at this point. So, it's cool to say, like, well, shit, his goddamn career became this, that, and the third, but at the same time, Akil, you gotta understand what is these artists' goal at hand in the first place. Right. Is their goal at hand to be an artist, or is it to get some bread and get their family out the hood?
Nah, I see. Or you can hit it with the, hey, let me make a quick however $1 million of what it is. Take it, one hit wonder. I'm not a rapper. Take it, flip the money, be an investor, and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a prime example. Y'all remember Mims?
Yo, mm-hmm. Where he at now?
He's a fucking tech investor.
No shit.
Yeah.
What song was that?
This is Why I'm Hot.
Really?
He had one record. That bitch was stupid. And then he just took the bread he got from that and just started investing in different tech startups. Kamina.
Yeah.
But Kamina had more than just one, though.
He did, but at the same time, that wasn't his end out goal.
He's not even living in Houston no more. He's in Cali.
He's one of the. I feel like he could have been one of the greatest, his plans was different.
And then
the music industry was different back then.
I'm going to tell you something about Kamina. I don't want to get too much off the topics we had, but, dog, I'm going to give him his roses on this one, dog, because Kamina. Man, when that whole wave of Houston with Bun B, Pimp C, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, let me tell you something, dog. But Chamillionaire he had the best album when they all dropped. People's Champ, Trill, all that. Sound the Revenge album was the best album in all of rap in 05, 06. Whatever year that was, he had the best album. Kamina deserves his roles, point blank, period. He's one of the best rappers to ever come out of Houston.
No, for sure. Everybody, like, I don't think that's a question. But his goal at hand wasn't the same at all, bro. Just like Paul Wall. Yeah, he still puts out music, but his shit was, let me sell my grills.
05, nigga. I remember I was in 7th grade when that shit came out.
Bro,
niggas was pretending. I'm going to tell you something about Kamina. I'm going to give you a short story. Y'all can relate to this. I remember 05, 06. Remember what album came out that same year? Carter 2. One of my homies in school, middle school, we had burnt CDs. You had to pay $5 for like, hey, I'm selling Carter 2 and Sound Revenge. Hey, $5 so I could make the CD tomorrow, bring it to school. I said, damn, I want the Sound Revenge. I chose Sound Revenge over Carter 2 to listen to. I was a Kamina fan.
See,
dog.
One day we're going to have this conversation of which Carter was the best.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later on.
Boy, Durlo just said something hilarious.
What'd he say?
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, my God.
He said, tell Lauren, thick thighs, save lives.
Bro, get your perverted ass out of this goddamn Instagram live. We talking about music.
Hey, Dello, we gonna get to that real soon.
Bro, do you understand
what
just
took
place? Wait, you said who it was. Wait, that's why I said, oh, Lord.
Do you understand what just took place? I don't think y'all understand. We're literally talking about music and having a civilized conversation.
That's why I said, oh, Lord.
This man, you can't even barely see Lauren, and this man found her thighs and said something about thick thighs
that's
save
why
lives.
I said, oh, Lord, y'all should.
So, brother, dog, oh, no, you gave me. I thought he was gonna say something about the. Bro, Monday. I thought something about music. I thought he was gonna say something like,
if
yeah,
if it was something about music, he would have just said it.
He was like, damn, man.
Like
you know,
he said everybody else.
Come in there, you know, you know, that was true, man. 05 was the song, was the year for Houston.
Boy, this wild, man.
This
boy
dude bring up thighs, bro. You can't even barely see her.
Your boy, wild, man.
No, perfect. Man, get your ass on Pornhub or something tonight. What the fuck? Man, anyway, look. So 05 was the year for Commander, but I want to get Miss Roses. So.
You got to zoom in on your face for that part. You got to zoom in for that one, man.
Come on,
bro. What you come on with me for?
Really, dog. Really, dog. Really, dog.
Nigga, y'all niggas talking about thick thighs save lives.
First he late. Then he want to get on social media while we having a conversation.
Y'all niggas talking about thick thighs save lives.
No, that was your
See, he's trying to get me in trouble, goddammit. You don't know Shim Dog on the
line. Damn, but he gonna, his
perverted ass. That nigga, yeah.
Damn, this.
Bay on point. Yeah.
Damn, his meat beating ass wanna come on here and talk about some thick thighs save lives. Man, get out of here, man. Say, we gonna comment something that's relatable to the conversation we having. So, no.
That's your friend.
Anyway, next subject. We
I ain't gonna say what he said.
Yeah,
what he say?
I don't care.
What he say?
He said, I just logged in and saw thighs.
Oh, God.
That's all
we talk. Stop missing out.
Nigga, pictures, the wall, the, you know what I'm saying? The comments people saying, chime in. Nobody else said nothing about nobody's body. My boy B Walt that was in, he didn't say nothing, but he was listening to the conversation.
Okay, so what?
God damn, dog. Just fuck me up now. All right, anyway. Damn, bro. Anyway, dog. What were we talking about? Dog, what was we talking about? Not even Tekashi. We were talking about TikTok.
We were after that. You were talking about Chameleon Air.
Hell, that's what we were talking about.
Five, the run, and had you fucking invested in tech startups and.
I can't even.
Come on, man.
Dog. You know. That,
you boy, wow.
Look,
man.
You
did that on purpose. You knew what you were doing, Money. You had to read that comment. I'm over trying to host the podcast, host tonight, and then this.
Hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and get this shit out the way.
Let's get on and get this shit out.
No,
but I did want to talk more music, though, because I did want to talk about Pop Smoke, because Pop Smoke album is still number one.
That's something I really did want to talk about.
Right. Pop Smoke album is still number one, am I correct?
Yeah.
The longest running number one album since ever, or?
I think it's been a minute.
I think since Get Rich or Die Trying or something like that.
How fucking great this man could have been, dog. Seriously, like I understand he passed away and we like to say legend, GOAT.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
This, I'm gonna say, I know. Pop Smoke.
Since 1990.
Come on now. 31 years. Dog, if this man was still, if he was still going, he would have been one of the all-time greats, dog.
You know I'm about to say some shit that's gonna fuck up everything.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna say Biggie, Pac. I'm not gonna go to that level.
Let me get this out.
This dude, Pop Smoke, and I listened before, you know, when he was on Jack Boy's mixtape. This man has something special. He was different, and what was lacking in hip hop is that everybody sound the fucking same. Literally, you can look at Pooh Shiesty and go to NBA Youngboy. You can go to NBA Youngboy and look at Lil Baby.
What I'm saying
is that there's nobody that just stands out. The only people that stands out is a Kendrick, the Coles, the Chris, the Tobys, the people that just stands out completely. Like, it's not, there's no similar sound between those guys. So all I'm saying is that Pop Smoke was so different and he was just giving a different sound to hip hop and we all loved it. And I'm saying, if he never passed, this man, Pop Smoke, man, he would have been something special.
Are you just saying it because he's passed?
No, bro, I'm telling you, I was listening to him when that song got, it came out, and people was like, I can't listen to him. I was like, man, look, Pop Smoke, this dude here, he going to be good.
Dog.
When Meet the Woo.
Dog. So you telling, I'm just keeping it real. Y'all can judge me how y'all want to, but would you say that this project would be number one right now if he was alive?
No, I'm not saying that.
If he was alive, would this record be number one?
No. His album would be number one. No.
So my thing is, even when Pop Smoke was alive, I feel like Pop Smoke was cool. I didn't feel like he was great. This is how I feel. I think it was certain records was like shit, Welcome to the Party.
That shit was hard.
After that, like, what? The shit he did with Travis Scott, that shit was hard. The Dior record was hard. But those types of records is what people was fiending for. I feel like now, because he's died, people are, that effect that happens when you pass, when everybody loves you. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that originally his talent was as big as people are making it sound. But at the same time, I can appreciate his music, but I honestly don't see, this is me, I just don't see what was so special. He wasn't, like, everybody compares him to 50 Cent. He wasn't 50. 50 did something to you. When you heard Get Rich or Die Trying, or even, like, any of the other, like, his mixtapes and shit like that, it was different. But I don't feel like the genuine thought process when it come to Pop Smoke is there. I think it's just a wave of saying, because he died, we fucking with him.
I'm gonna say this, and I could be wrong. I don't live in New York. I don't think they think he's 50 Cent as far as like music and sound. I think people are saying 50 Cent because of the way. Remember the way we talked about with 50? Remember when Jay-Z and some people was like, hey, this dude 50 Cent's coming.
But nobody said that about Pop Smoke.
We don't live in, I don't live in New York. I'm just saying.
No. No one said that about
but
Pop Smoke.
But I'm just saying, I think Pop Smoke.
Because when 50 Cent came, everybody in the industry knew, hey, that boy is coming. So
why do you think 50 rock with Pop Smoke so hard?
Well, more because he was something new for New York. New York didn't have that. The only person that was close enough to doing that was like A Boogie and Young Ma.
Pop Smoke was, I think he was bigger than A Boogie though.
Nah, for shit show, because he had like that record.
And he was just different, dog.
No, I'm with you. But he wasn't as, like, can we really say that project is just,
so let's see the comments. I'm gonna see, I know people are chiming in.
I know they going in on my ass.
I don't know if they going in or they just talking with
the, somebody said
who?
Was it Jabari Showtime? I don't think Pop would have, I don't think he doesn't think he would have had the longevity to last.
Yeah, nah, he was a moment. That nigga was a moment. Because his voice, if we just keeping it real, his voice is what made.
Hey, he was like, on a movie, man, Boogie.
And then,
this nigga,
I'm just saying.
Nigga, I'm.
Nah, ain't not anybody can do a movie.
Anybody can do a fucking movie.
Not anybody can do a movie.
All right.
You got to be
how
talented.
We're going to see how many niggas watch that shit.
I want to watch it because it's sports related. I ain't going to lie.
We're going to see how many niggas watch that shit.
Besides me.
That's crazy. That's some disrespectful shit.
It's not being disrespectful. It's being real. It's the truth. Just like niggas. Bro, niggas wasn't listening to fucking Nipsey like they saying they was now.
That's
niggas
true.
Just keep it real.
I mean, I heard Victory Lap before he passed.
No. Nips was killing. If you knew though.
Yeah.
It became popular to sit back and say, Nip, Nip, Nip.
You know what's funny? We all do the same thing because guess what? We wasn't allowed. We was babies when Pac and Big died. But we did. But we did our history, and we was like, "Damn."
But the thing is, when it came to Pac and Big, you're right.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, you're right in the instance. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, just keeping it real, Pac and Big was that while they was alive.
Yeah,
they were that. Who was bigger than Pac and Big when they was alive? Snoop. That's the only one. So when you look at Pop Smoke wasn't the biggest motherfucker alive when he was alive.
I do the same shit with Temptations. Temptations, my favorite group ever. Temptations. Nigga.
Oh, I can't wait to get in the car. Back in the 60s. Have you ever heard the new Temptations?
The New Temptations. Mm-hmm. But ain't no New Temptations. Nigga, hey, I know
nah,
David.
Y'all talk.
No. Rudy,
no, don't trust it.
I'm going to teach you right now. I'm Rudy.
Hey, Rudy. When we finish with this, I want y'all to
Rudy.
Play this. Listen to me, bro. I'm not sitting here and bullshitting y'all.
Don't you ever.
I could play a record right now. You'd be like, man, what the fuck?
No.
No.
Rudy.
All
right. That's some
hey, we
what
are
you talking right. Nobody ever plays David, Eddie, Otis,
like
Lou.
I wanna rock you.
No,
I wanna
you
rock
do not
you.
Replace these guys, bro.
Hey, with me, baby.
Dennis Edwards, you don't replace these guys, man.
Stay, yeah, yeah.
No, none of that shit compares.
It's like right song. Now
with me.
This is what these young niggas probably playing. No,
you talking about They Alive right now?
Nah, this is after. This is like damn near 20 years ago.
Oh.
But the new
it wasn't Otis, it wasn't Eddie.
I think it was the
David.
Niggas. They just add like extra people.
See, they not there. They probably added niggas named Marquise.
No, that what, bro? Whenever y'all get a chance, listen to that state. Stay with me.
Rudy, that's
real
talk. Shit, man.
Bro, after this podcast, we're going to listen to it. Y'all be like, damn.
They are not Papa Was a Rolling Stone. They wasn't Ball of Confusion.
Stay.
Man, look at it. Anyway, all I'm saying is we
with
all
me.
Do it, bro. Next topic. We all do it, bro. We all do the same shit. We all look at history. We all look at people that we feel like, you know, that died before us. And we go back and do our history and be like, hey, I did it too. When Nipsey dropped Victory, I said, look, that and J-Rock were the two best albums that year. But then when he passed, I looked at the old stuff that Nipsey dropped. And I said, God damn, what was I missing on? Because it's emotional, bro. We got to think about music as emotion.
That's cool, but when we look at it from a standpoint of great or good, Pop Smoke was good. He just carried the East Coast on his back because he was something new. But he wasn't as big, if we just keeping it a buck, he wasn't bigger than a lot of the artists that was on the East Coast already, especially in New York.
Who was he bigger than when he was alive?
Who was he bigger than?
No, who was it? Who wasn't? Who was bigger than him? When he was alive, in New York. Come on now.
For sure, Bobby Shmurda.
So you think Bobby Shmurda in 20?
Even with him being in jail, I think he was bigger than. Because look at how he came out now. Boosie was bigger than a lot of niggas when he got out.
But when you go to jail and come back out, you boosted bigger. We all.
Look, it's the same effect.
Perfect example, Meek Mill. When he got out, oh my God, Meek is back. Yes, he's back. Now everybody's saying, man, fuck Meek, man. He a troll. He did.
But that's more. But that's more because from a publicity standpoint. That's not more because.
But when you go to jail and come back, you
always. We talking about talent. I'm talking about talent. I'm not talking about.
So you say Bobby Smart. I mean, I'm glad he's.
Not even Bobby Smart. Like, A Boogie was harder than him.
Ah.
Goddamn.
I can listen to Pop Smoke before A Boogie.
Man, we just keeping it real. I understand what y'all are saying, but at the same time, let's keep it real.
Lauren
y'all niggas.
A lot of women,
y'all were not jamming.
Okay, let Lauren chime in, because a lot of women love Pop Smoke. And I don't know how you feel with Pop Smoke. But do you think how big you think Pop Smoke could have been?
Honestly, I've never heard of Pop Smoke until he died.
What? Okay, but
I rest my case.
No, I never heard a song until he died.
I rest my case.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Why I can't?
Because, like I said, none of us was. We was all babies when Tupac and Big and all these rappers died and artists died. Temptations.
You proving the point then.
But I was a baby when they died.
That's what I'm saying. So we didn't know who he was.
So whether they were still alive, I mean, I was still a baby.
But, okay, now that you know Pop Smoke. Nah, you could judge him like that.
No, I like Pop Smoke.
Okay, so.
He wasn't fucking a life changing talent,
but I think,
though. That's
I think
what I'm
TikTok
saying.
Helped him, too, though. Because a lot of the songs I hear on TikTok from him are like, you know, the songs.
If 5-year-old Form would have died when he got shot, y'all think you would have been saying the same shit about him?
I don't say nothing about King Von. Mo 3, I ain't listening to Mo 3 and King Von.
I listen to Mo 3.
But that's because the South and the Midwest. Nigga, you still got fucking Lil Durk in Chicago. So, of course, you're not going to make it sound like he's the fucking greatest.
Hey, where Chief Keef at?
Making money? He chilling.
You know what's crazy? Bro, I just found, man, Chief Keef's only like, what, 22?
Yeah, he's good.
Right now?
He's young still. Remember,
he's good.
He's 22 right
all
now.
All that stuff was like, he was 16.
Oh. He was good.
That nigga was on World News at like 17 years old.
Yeah, he was good, bro.
I mean, he moved into a white neighborhood, and it was criticizing this nigga. It was like, oh
he
my
was
God.
The first, bro, he's the first of his kind. Well, no.
Soulja Boy was, but he, he was right up in there with Soulja.
That's a nigga that don't get credit, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, but when it come to Pop Smoke, Pop Smoke.
Yeah, but again, Soulja Boy his roses, y'all.
Pop Smoke was cool, bro, but I feel like within a year or two, he would have been another rapper. You know what I'm saying?
His sound was just so. You know what's crazy? I heard somebody say it was a theory that the sound he got it from
Chicago.
No. That little that beat the how to trans. You know how
it's it's a drill.
It's a drill, but it's not from America. It's a God, what country that is? Like a UK.
Yeah, UK drill.
Yeah, UK drill. That's what it is. So that sound is not from New York. It's not from Chicago.
We already know.
That's a UK drill.
Yeah, it's a UK drill, bro.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, then you could say that. What's that nigga name?
A lot of people don't know
Popcorn. Nah, niggas know. Niggas know where that sound come from, bro. It's not rocket sound. No,
music. People like you know. I think, Rudy, what you got to do sometimes, let me just help you on this. You got to understand the general public's thinking. The general public thinking, that's New York.
It's a mess.
The general public think that the woo, oh, the woo, woo, woo. But they saying, nigga, that's a clique. That's a gang in New York. The woos and the chews. Like,
nah, we know that shit, bro.
No. Rudy.
But what I'm saying is just fuck all this other shit. All I'm saying is, if we keeping it real, Pop Smoke was good. He wasn't great.
Great.
So he would have been here for another 2 years probably, and then we would have forgot about him.
I don't know. We can't say that. I don't know. Because the way he was moving, he was going like this.
No, I'm with you, but shit, he only been in the game for about a year. Your lifespan in the industry is like 3. So now you got to switch up your style.
Yeah, eventually. Go ask Migos. Let's see how Culture 3 go. That's how I look at it.
That's all I'm saying, though.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the average lifespan in the music industry is 3 years. He had one under his belt.
Okay.
So, how much longer you going to want to hear this UK drill shit?
I feel it. All right. So
that's why I kept telling this nigga that Lil Durk is, yeah. He ain't even hit his plateau.
Lil Durk is, what?
He said he hasn't hit his plateau.
No. He's the biggest artist in the world?
Yeah.
See, we wasn't. This was weekend. We didn't do this on the show.
But that's a whole nother conversation.
Fuck that. We talking about it.
No, I want to get to some
You scared of him talking about that topic.
No, I just don't feel like arguing with you about that.
Because you know that you are dead wrong.
You know what? We have this beautiful lady today, and I would love to give her my seat so that we can talk about a few things.
The red therapy chair. Since I was on blast last show.
I'm in the therapy chair?
Yeah. Oh, God. Did it show? And so, thank God. Thank God, I thought it showed. The therapy chair. So, I was in the therapy chair last time, and I spoke some of the realest shit ever, according to people. And I appreciate everybody listening to that. But we ain't going to take an intermission. I'm going to still talk. Because it's my fucking show at the end of the fucking day. So, I'm going to still talk my shit. But, I was in that chair, so people know that chair from now on is going to be the chair of therapy.
You got to release it.
Just
wait, so I'm getting therapy today?
Blaze case, you are. Because you have the best case in Houston.
So this isn't a therapy session. This is an intervention.
No, I'm going to give you your roses
because
right now.
Because I did not sign up.
Can I give you your roses? Yeah,
go ahead.
You have the best case in Houston. Cupcakes, alcohol-infused cakes. You have the whole nine. People should buy your cakes, and they should hit up Blaze Cakes HTX and do that. It's Women's History Month, and you told me earlier today, like, hey, Akil, I'm a big fan of yours. You should have more women on your show. I say, I had women on the show before. You're like, no, I don't really. So now I'm giving you the platform that people put a face to the name because they always see you. So they always do it. You're messing up the chair.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Okay. And that's the position right there with the chair?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yes, I'm giving you your roses because this is, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
this is
you.
Your first podcast you on. Ain't no other podcast you should be on except this one.
In the you're city, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why you make that face like that? I saw your
eyes. I saw
them eyelashes go up.
I say you're right.
Okay. All right. Goddamn big ass feet. But so yeah, so we you in a therapy chair.
Oh god.
Yeah, how many times you gonna say this shit?
No, I just said it my second time. We were talking about some other stuff. I'll plug in her show.
Her show. My show? Or my business?
I mean business, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right?
She nervous though.
Yeah, because it's an intervention. This ain't therapy.
Oh, we both.
No, it's not an intervention. This is really a conversation.
Okay.
But I think that
Dr. Sutherland.
Yeah.
There you go. This is your topic. I'm out the way.
I think it would be.
But wait. It's three parts. Well, you got it. I'm not going to intervene. You got it. You did good last show.
A stairwell ain't no joke.
Hey, mother.
He trying to.
They only went up three flights of stairs. But, I just feel like it would be more.
He took that, bro.
Give him a second.
More. It'd be more visual appeasing with you in the show.
Okay.
But, Lauren, so when I walked in, you guys were having a conversation about. Thoughts. Do we even use that word anymore?
Yes, man. Whole thoughts, whatever you want
to say. Akil does.
There's nothing to replace it yet, so I guess we can still use it. Hoes.
That's
that
a
pretty
very
strong.
Hoes is kind
we'll of.
Go yeah, but, go with that. Jesus.
But am I wrong? But hoes is like a universal respected word.
Well, respected?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so, it's respected.
Can you explain like what the conversation was about?
We was talking about thottish behavior. What is thottish behavior? Yes. What's the difference between just being single and dating or being a thought?
Okay, what's your definition?
My definition of dating is you're single, you can date multiple people, and that's what dating is to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thottish is you just out here, you for the streets, you know.
You're fine for the streets.
Huh?
You're not taking,
if you're dating, you're trying to get to know somebody to see if you want to be with them in the future. Okay. Right? Thottish to me means you just playing around. You're not really taking them seriously.
What, you just fucking everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if you're dating and you're fucking everybody? Is that thottish or is it dating?
It depends on your intention. So are you going into it like, I'm trying to get to know this person to see if I could be with them? Mm-hmm. Or if you're just like, you know, I can't see myself with them, but I'm just going to fuck around just to fuck around.
Okay. What would be your definition of thotting?
Because it's tough, right? Because with thotting, I feel like you thought. I think when you're saying, okay, there's a couple of things you could go with it. So number one is this. When you're thotting, it's, I'm going to say, leading someone on and selling them a dream. You're playing the mind games. You fucking around. You bullshitting. You're thotting, right? So just hear me out. No interruptions, please. Okay, so when you're thotting, you're bullshitting around. You're saying like, hey, you know, we're going to have sex. We're going to do this. Are you doing this for the vagina? But you're not really trying to do anything with them long term. You tell them you want to do something long term, but you're really not in the back of your mind. Right? That's number one. Number two, when you're in a relationship, when you talking to somebody, you're dating somebody seriously, you're in a relationship, and you fucking around, and you're talking to multiple people while y'all together, while you're taking. That's very thottish behavior. You shouldn't do that, right? Like, it's not why. You're committed to somebody.
Well, okay, so let me ask you, what if they give you they let you know, like, hey, I'm fucking with multiple people.
Yeah.
It's like, you still down with this shit.
That's a mutual agreement.
So is that thotting?
No. When you got a mutual agreement.
Is that dating?
When y'all talking and, hold on. So you're saying is it dating? If
so let's say, for instance, we just going to. So let's say you and Lauren are talking.
Right? Well, look at them eyes of Rudy, boy.
What?
Them eyes low, huh?
See, you trying to change the subject.
No, I ain't trying to change the subject.
Let's say for instance, y'all.
Hypothetical purposes.
Yeah, hypothetical purposes. Okay. Y'all fucking around, right? And Lauren come to you and say, hey, look, I'm fucking with you, but I'm also fucking with other people as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you cool with this? And you say, yeah. Is that her being a thing?
No, because it's because if you're letting me know and I'm cool with it, that's not being a thot. Because if you're lying to me, that's being a thot.
But, wait.
Then we undercovered some shit.
Wait, because what if I never said anything and you never asked? That's still me being a thot?
No.
Because
no,
I'm withholding information?
Okay, that's a good question, though. If she never says anything and she fucking around with another nigga or a couple other niggas and you still fucking with her, if you find out, is that her being a thot?
It depends on that person. So I'm not. Hear me out. No interruptions, please. So, when, if let's say for me, just hypothetical. If I'm fully committed to that woman and I'm putting my all into it, I put all my eggs in that basket, trying to make it work. And I'm going for the long haul. I'm trying to make it work. And sneakily, she's, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So she behind my back and she's saying, and she's doing bullshit. And she's fucking around still. It's my fault because I didn't make it known. If I would have told her, hypothetically, if I'd have said, you, Lauren, I like you. I want us to do something far, long term. And you agree, like, yes, I do. I want to do something. I like you a lot. But then you sneak behind me and shit, and you fucking around. That's not his behavior. But if I'm not saying nothing, it's my fault because I'm not opening my mouth. Closed mouths don't get fed. So I can't. That's
I agree. I mean, I disagree.
What the fuck?
I disagree.
I'm just telling you what
Okay. You in a relationship, so you tell me. I'm the one that's single.
I feel like in any situation when you're dealing with another individual and it's an open situation, because 9 times out of 10 when y'all fucking around, it's really an open situation off the rip. You already in your mind know, like, she might be talking to other niggas or you might be talking to other females or whatever. I think the respect comes in when you say, hey, Lauren, I'm fucking with, like, one other chick, right? We just fucking around. It's all good. We're wearing condoms and the whole nine. Are you cool with that, with us still having our relationship? And you say, no. All right. Well, I'm sorry. What, depending on where he's at, hey, what can we do to suffice this situation? Do I need to stop fucking with her to fuck with you? Or vice versa. Or you could say, that's cool, because shit, I'm doing the same shit. Ooh. Now, at that point, now it's an agreement of saying, all right, this is what it is, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? You can't trip about what the fuck I'm doing, and I can't trip about what the fuck you doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think when it comes to relationships in general, the thottish behavior comes when you can't own up to your bullshit. If you think about it, any girl that we knew that was like, she'll say, have you ever been around a woman that was like, yeah, I'm fucking like, yeah, like I fuck niggas, and you be like, you know, okay, she on this shit. You can't even see him be like, man, she a hoe. Nah,
she tell you what's up.
It is what it is.
And I'm gonna tell you something about me, bro. My definition of a hoe is probably different than a lot of people's definition.
What's your definition?
My definition of a hoe is like, yo, if you're in a relationship and you cheat and you fucking around, you a hoe. But if you're single and you letting it be known up front, you're not a hoe. Because everybody like to throw out that word, you a hoe, you a hoe. A kill, you a thot, man. You a male.
Anytime,
no, man, I'm single.
Anytime a female or a nigga was labeled a hoe, is because they lied about what the fuck they were doing.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something about me personally. And I was saying this before. I don't lead women on. I tell them straight up. I tell them, like, we it's a mutual agreement. I don't sell a dream. I don't be like, hey, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. We're going to get together. We're going to have this, you know, happy life and all this.
You always been like that?
I don't do that shit. I never did that. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you something right now, bro. When I got cheated on when I was 18, bro, that changed my perspective early. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. When I got cheated on, I looked at that relationship. Man, that shit hurt. Brookie, I think about it. That was my first real girlfriend. I had a girl before that was like high school playful shit. You know, on the paper and shit. Yes or no, check the box, whatever bullshit. That was my first real one. I lost my virginity to her. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fucked up, so, bro.
When I did that shit, I met the family. She met my people. I'm taking her back to her school on weekdays when she you know, on weekends and shit. So, we're doing that. And... What?
Y'all
want
to know what Derlo said?
What he said?
No,
man,
we don't.
Man, he got me. No, no.
Derlo
no,
is blocked.
No, Monday, Monday. Monday.
No.
He didn't say anything, baby.
No, but I'm talking about real shit, though.
He said Thotten is not thinking about the consequences. It's doing shit you ain't got no business.
That nigga Googled that shit. That don't sound like Derlo.
What's this one?
Why you doing Derlo?
What he
I'm just
say?
Fucking, I'm just fucking with him. But okay, but what'd I'm talking. Some, but I'm talking some real
he
shit.
He said
right
something
now.
Else.
What did he say?
I don't know. I can't read.
But let me talk. Can I please talk, please, bro?
Continue, bro.
Please, man. Fuck, bro.
I forgot you were so passionate about.
Bro,
this
I'm passionate
shit.
About this shit right now. We talking. Like, please, can I get my? Please. So I'm saying I look at it differently because I got hurt early. So that's why you see. That's reason number two on my thousand reasons why I'm single because.
Thousand.
I look at relationships and dating differently than a lot of people because a lot of men ain't gonna admit that they've been cheated on, and some men probably never been cheated on. They don't know about it. I knew. True. So I look at it different because I experienced it, and that shit cuts deep.
I do.
You get what I'm saying? Like when women get cheated on, and I don't want to. No, let's not go there.
No, we're going to get. I got some.
But you don't know what I'm going to say.
I already know what you're going to say.
Whoa. Wait a goddamn minute.
We not going to do that.
Can I please get.
Hold on.
It's my fucking soul, man. God, get it out.
Akil, don't start this shit.
Please, can I just get.
I'm trying to help you out, nigga. Calm the fuck down. Shit, this my part. Nigga, you had the whole beginning. Nigga, shut the fuck up. We're going to get, I got something for your ass. I got something for you in particular. All right? So be cool. Finish what the fuck you saying and calm the fuck down. Stop being so goddamn sensitive. This nigga so damn sensitive.
You need a towel?
Yo, give me a paper towel downstairs.
No. See, that's that shit. That is that shit. Come on. Hurry up, nigga.
I'm done.
Hurry up. No, nigga.
I'm done, nigga.
Hurry up, bro.
No, you wanted to make your point. Make your point.
I forgot.
You said it cuts deep,
man.
When men get cheated on, but when women get cheated on, what?
So there's different expectations between men and women. Mm-hmm. Can I say, Lauren? Don't you look at me, Blaze Cakes? Blaze
I haven't
Cakes.
Said nothing.
I promoted. I can plug you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You keep on doing this shit. I'm about to say what the fuck I want to say.
No, let him.
Man,
if
I say
what
the fuck I want to say, you're gonna be mad at me. But continue with the fuck you saying.
When women get cheated on, what?
Lauren. When women get cheated on,
wait.
It's expected. That's
no.
Okay.
Can you make me laugh, man? Can I laugh?
Okay,
okay. All right. Can I get my laugh down first?
Yeah, nigga. Get the
all right. This drunk all right.
Ass, nigga.
So shit, I'm sweating, bro. Fuck, man.
Sensitive subject. Man.
God, light on me. That's why.
Well, I need to get, start sweating.
Nah. So, but now that's what I'm saying. The expectation. When a woman dates a man, you make me laugh, bro. When a woman dates date a man, the expectation is like, hey, if he cheats, then you won't be as surprised. You're not gonna be shocked.
Expected.
That's you be like, let him talk.
A small percentage, like, because y'all have the notion like niggas ain't shit, right? Y'all always say that niggas ain't shit. So if a dude cheat on you and dog you. He'd be like, girl, I'm not surprised. He ain't shit anyway.
That's not how that conversation goes. But okay, keep going.
Okay. So for a man, we the big dogs. We the hunters. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel like we got, you know what I'm saying? We all that. We don't feel like nothing's going to happen to us. We date a woman. We don't think she's going to cheat on us. It happens. They'd be like, God damn. That's why you see dudes killing themselves. Or killing the girl and the man. I can't even finish.
No, I'm about to piggyback.
Okay, keep going.
God damn.
I be wanting to get my points.
I'm trying to help
point.
You, bro. I'm trying to help you
okay,
on
right,
what
you're
saying.
I need my paper towel, too.
Women.
You need a break.
The truth. Nah, he's 100% on point when it comes to that. Like,
I disagree.
Hold on.
our expectations of women are at a certain standard that that a lot of times, because y'all are human, men take that for face value, if that makes sense. So, like, let's say, for instance, like, if he likes you, right? If he likes you and he really fucked with you and cut for you and you cheated on him, he has so much expectations and respect for you that it will hurt him a lot deeper than any other situation. And I'm going to tell you why. We look at our mothers and people, our grandmothers, people that are close to us, and we look at them, we have so big expectations, like, hey, this is who my mother was. She was loyal. She was this. She was that. And then we get to a woman where we look at y'all from a sacred place. Women are sacred to us. Right? A lot of other women, we know what they are. But let's say, for instance, it's a woman that we like, damn, like, she's that for me. And she cheats on you. It's like the biggest backstab ever, because the expectations of y'all is our backbone. Listen. Please just listen to me.
I'm just going to make one comment. If they're all that and the other, why would you cheat?
Okay, can you just listen to me real quick? I'm agreeing with you. But we talking about if a woman cheats on a man, why his expectations are so fucked up. Because we look at y'all as above a lot of things. You know when they say putting pussy on a pedestal? A lot of men put women on a pedestal because they have so much admiration and respect for them. So when they do cheat, it's like, damn, I didn't expect that from you, because I thought that you my backbone. That's y'all are our backbones. Society has taught us that women are our backbone. Y'all, when I put all my shit into you, nigga, you my backbone. You ain't never supposed to fuck me over. You know what I'm saying? You like my... But for I real, for real. That's why... listen to me. That's why when it comes to relationships, you know how they say your girlfriend has to be your best friend? That's where that comes from. You expect your woman not to do anything shady or X, Y, and Z, especially if you that deeply in love with them. Now, what we don't take into account is that you guys are human. So you make mistakes just like we make mistakes and things of that nature. So in his account, I can understand what he's saying. But at the same time, you got to take consideration of a woman and the fact that a woman is human. And a woman is going to do the same shit that you're going to do. A lot of times, you probably won't even know the shit. But that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? They are human. They are human just like we are. And we got to respect that and understand that. But say what you were about to say on that comment, because I got some more shit for your ass.
I mean, I just feel like it goes both ways. If you respect your woman enough, you shouldn't cheat on her. And it shouldn't be expected that you're going to cheat on her just because you're a man. And that's what men do. Okay. And
but vice society versa. Tells us that we...
Society tells us men cheat. Mm-hmm. And women, if we cheat, then shame on us, basically. And that women are supposed to expect that our man is going to cheat.
Well... we had this conversation before, and I didn't really get a conversation out of it. But to be told, when it comes to y'all and cheating, a lot of the time when men cheat, it's really y'all fault. I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm about to.
Hold on. Let's have this conversation. Come on, hear that. A lot of times it's y'all fault because y'all allow it. And the reason why I say y'all allow it is because y'all know for a fact when a nigga is who he is, y'all don't accept it for what it is. Right?
Well, no. I get what he's saying. No. I get it.
Hold on. I need some clarity. Listen to me. I need some clarity.
Please. I'm about to explain.
I know what he's talking about. I'm going to piggyback off of
him. You know who a nigga is at heart. Mm-hmm. But you feel like you can change who the fuck he is.
God damn.
Okay, I agree with that, because a lot of women get in relationships for, like, you know, projects or whatever.
Yeah, but you feel like you can change who the man is, and it's not possible at all.
Yes.
When a man comes into a relationship with you, he already know what his mindset is already on you.
Yes.
If I'm going to just fuck with her, if I'm going to gal her, or whatever it is.
Yes.
Sometimes, man. Don't get me wrong, it does develop into more feelings and things of that nature. But when you address the situation, they already know what it is, and you already know what it is for the most part. To where it's like, we know that this nigga a play ass nigga. We know this nigga fucking all the hoes in the state of Texas. How?
Yes.
How do I feel like I can change this nigga and make mold him into what he needs to be and not what he is?
Yes.
So when you take that risk, a lot of the time it backfires and then it's fuck all niggas. Now, I'm not saying that you're wrong when it comes to that perspective, because we all have hope, especially like he was saying. We all had the same problem. He was just saying, hey, when I gal a woman and I feel like she's the one and she cheats on me, it fucks me up. But a lot of times when we dealing with certain women, we know for a fact that they ain't shit. Am I right or wrong?
Right, for sure.
So, a la Instagram models. Just get it. You want it?
That's a big ass bug, just
man. Get it. Bro, it's a fucking bug. That hoe is really safe. That hoe really.
Okay, let him chill then. Yeah, all right,
he
good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But a lot of the times when it comes to men, we look at women like we want you so bad that we'll take all the bullshit that come with you. And then when the shit comes, it's like, man, fuck that bitch. When we already knew you ain't shit in the first place.
That nigga, that bug clapping. He agreeing. Agreed. He just agreed to it.
Off the flat. And he going out the wide.
Exactly. He like, man, this nigga really talking this shit.
Yeah. So, if we look at it from a standpoint of all in general, we look at it from a circular standpoint, we all have the same exact fucking problems.
Have you been cheated on?
Yes, I've been cheated on.
So, you were expecting it? Like, you, the girl that cheated on you, you was expecting it from her.
No, I wasn't expecting it, but, hold on, listen to me. I had in my mind, like, this shit could happen.
Why? Mm. Why?
Because a lot of times with us men, we try to force certain situations that may not all the way be there. And from y'all perspective as women, y'all kind of suppress those feelings because y'all know that this is what we expected. And y'all don't want to let us down. So in my situation, I really fucked with the girl. And shit, I knew like it was some doubts. But me, I was like, I fuck with her that hard, I'll take the risk. And when the shit happened, it was like, oh shit. But I couldn't blame nobody but my damn self. So that was a lesson learned.
You too?
Come on, little girl. When I got you done?
Mm-hmm.
I was naive and dumb when I was 18 because if you're going to give a history about how I wasn't the guy.
Now, we ain't flipping this shit over. You think this is.
Well, I was going to say my piece next.
So, for me, at that time, I wasn't the guy that was popular in middle school, high school. I wasn't the guy that was.
You
was lame ass. I was a lame ass nigga. I was a guy. No, but I'm going to say it like it's some real deep shit.
That's believable.
Like, I'm opening it up right now. Like, the fact that, like, when I was younger, I didn't have women. I didn't have, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't the guy that women looked at like, oh, my God, he's this, he's that.
So, what's changed?
I was none of that. So, it's funny, but I'm getting some real deep
shit.
Nigga. I'm going to say some real crazy, like, deep shit. I never told nobody
before. Talk your shit, nigga. Pop like, that shit. First of all, I applaud you, bro, right. Because it take a real nigga to sit up on this mic and speak bro. Some real shit like that. Nigga scared to talk about.
I'm gonna get crazy right now.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know I almost made a suicide in senior high school.
Why?
Because the shit I was going through.
What were you going through, bro?
I didn't walk in high school.
Yeah.
I had one of the lowest GPAs in high school.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't walk. Text test, 1.4. Out of 217 in the class, I was 213. So my confidence was low. Approaching women, I didn't approach women. I was nervous. I was scared. I hated the denial. I didn't want that. I didn't know how to.
Mm-hmm.
So me having this quote unquote girlfriend before the one I got cheated on with the girl, I was saying like, hey, this is playful shit. I didn't really know how to be a boyfriend. I didn't know how to be in a relationship. So when I got with this girl that was at Lamar, I was at ACC. Girl, we look at now and we think, we be like, what the fuck, kid, what are you doing? But in my eyes, for a guy that didn't attract a lot of good-looking women or a girl that was people that was catching people's eyes or whatever, I didn't know. So the night I lost my virginity to this girl, I asked her out at 18. Stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't the guy that had, I didn't know what to do. I'm naive in the head. What's going on? So when that happened, that shit cut so deep to me. And I'm sitting there like, damn, like a girl that I really, really liked. This is so different to me. And it happened. I'm fucked up in the head big time. Because it's like the first time I actually feel like somebody actually liked me. Friend or family or whoever. I'm like, damn, like this is, that shit was cutthroat. Because I know damn well, I seen how my parents was. Before my dad passed away, they stayed together 40 years until he passed away in 2014. So it was actually 44 years they was together. So I seen how my mom and my dad worked together as a couple. And I wanted to follow that shit. Things changed along the way. But at that time, when I get this girl, I'm like, damn, like this is something I really wanted to work through and do. And I'm sitting there like, damn, like this is, she didn't like me? Like, what's, I'm doing everything right. I'm taking you back to your school on Sunday so you could, you know, unpack when you visit the weekends in Houston. I'm doing a lot of things for you. Ain't do this shit to me. But me being naive, I didn't think that, hey, long distance wouldn't matter. I didn't think nothing about that. I wasn't thinking about none of that shit. Now I look at life different. I'm not doing the same shit I did when I was 18. So I'm looking at things differently. So when I got cheated on, yes, that shit killed that. That when I say it, I look at shit different because of that. I really do. Because I've been through a lot of shit when I was young, and a lot of people don't know that. So that's why all that shit's happening to me. That's why I just say a lot of shit that I look at personally is different than a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's that.
Well, but I think, so you were saying that for guys, when they get cheated on, it's like their fault, right?
Huh?
You said when guys get cheated on, it's like their fault because they basically knew what they was getting into?
A lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot, so, and I'm going to tell you, the reason why I say a lot of the time is because you can see the signs. A lot of the time, we ignore the signs. Like, even in his situation, he used to like, shit, I knew that it was long distance, but I didn't think that she would do that. A lot of times, even when you go visit and shit like that, you know, like, it's a possibility that she could be fucking with somebody.
But I think but you ignore it. It's a different situation, though.
Because, to be honest, I don't know how women gauge relationships. Like, when it comes to trust, I don't know if they say, oh, shit, this my nigga, so I know he not doing wrong, and I'm not doing wrong. Especially now because the roles have switched so much now. Because women have become niggas and niggas have become bitches. And nah, it's just the truth. Like, niggas, to be honest with you, it's more niggas wanting to be in relationships now than ever. And women want to be niggas right now and fuck everybody.
Because of what?
Because of history.
Yes. Wait, I'm not, what?
Yeah, because of history. Because of how niggas treated women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I understand it 100%. But at the same time, I think it should be an understanding with that. To where women and men understand each other and their history and things of that nature. Like, Akil really hit the nail on the coffin when he was like, well, shit, I didn't expect her to do that. So now when he walks a thin line with relationships, he's looking at it from a standpoint of like, alright, shit. Bitch is gonna cheat on me, whether.
But I think the reason why he didn't expect that was because he was naive. Because I think now, I think when you're 18, coming fresh out of high school into college, everybody's naive, right? Because when you're in high school, you're basically a baby.
Yeah.
You might have a boyfriend, girlfriend in high school, but
Yeah.
That ain't nothing. That's crushes, you know, lust.
I was slanging dick everywhere in high school. I'm going to keep it real.
Right, like, that's nothing.
I was fucked up.
Right. That's not like
thank God really, I ain't never had an STD.
I don't even count high school relationships as relationships.
Now you got to. It made you learn.
Well, I never had a relationship in high school.
So. I had hella relationships in high school. When I got to college, I didn't have a relationship until I went into college with a relationship, and I stopped that shit because I was fucking up. I was really buzz.
Yeah. You was cheating.
I wasn't cheating. I never cheated. Well, yeah, I never cheated, bro.
You've never cheated.
I've never cheated. To me, this is my philosophy. If I'm a cheat, I might as well leave. Because I don't want to hurt you.
That's the mentality. Yeah,
like
you
even now, I'm in a whole relationship. We about to come up on a year. I haven't even thought about cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because before, when we broke up the first time, I was, yeah. And I realized it ain't shit out here. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I think it's important for niggas and females to get they rocks off. I feel like it's a red sign if a woman ain't had their whole period. Because she don't know what she like.
I don't think so. I don't think so because...
Let me ask you this question. Now, this is where we get to the bullshit. All right. Lauren, have you had a whole phase?
Yes.
Okay.
But that was after my long relationship.
Understood. And there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? First, I don't want you to feel bad for that. Because I feel like every individual in general needs to figure out what they like and what they don't like. When me and my girl broke up the first time, she started fucking with some old muscle bustle ass nigga and found out that's not what she wanted because them niggas retarded as well. So.
As well.
If we keeping it real, once you get out and find out what you like, you start understanding the shit that you look at ain't really what you like. Because now you realize this nigga fucked up. Yeah. He might have muscles and shit like that, but he fucked up. Mm-hmm. Nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying? Same with us when it comes to women. We look at all these Instagram model females, we like, damn, she fine as fuck. I want to get with her. Then you get one and you like, this bitch retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start really appreciating some of the shit that you already had or the shit that you know that you need. You know what I'm saying? So it starts becoming less than a physical boundary. Now, physical does play a part. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it don't mean that much once you start really figuring out what the fuck you like in general. I'm trying to get this dumbass to figure that shit out, but he's going to figure that out in his time. and more, I'm going to be 100 with you. Women figure that out way faster than we do because they got niggas coming at them 1,000 miles per hour every day, right or wrong. So, when you start looking at it from a face value level, it's like, well, yeah, she look good, but can I hold a conversation with her? Can we really, matter of fact, this storm, I guarantee you during this snowstorm, a lot of motherfuckers broke up because they figured out, quarantine. I can't sit in this motherfucker with you.
And quarantine.
Yeah, even in quarantine. Shit, we just had a, that's all another conversation. But I can't wait till, and I'm setting this up because I want you to explain what do you want. When it comes to, like, do you know what you want in a relationship?
Yeah.
Because I know.
Now I do.
Now you do because you went through your phase. And it's nothing. Like I said, I don't want you to feel bad about this shit because it's nothing wrong with you feeling a certain type of way about what you want and what you don't want. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want.
But I mean, okay, so when I was in a relationship, I got into a relationship when I was 19. That was my first serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted for 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah. And
you ain't pregnant?
Right. No, I'm not pregnant.
I ain't gonna lie to you. My philosophy, if you, and you ain't pregnant once, something wrong.
No, we not gonna get into that. Okay. But, I mean, I was on.
I feel never. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with not. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm just saying in general. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
6 years is a long time.
Yeah, nigga, if I'm fucking. And we, at least one time you're going to have to.
I mean, there were some scares.
I'm with you.
Definitely. But anyway, but that I got cheated. Good. Oh my God. So I got cheated on about a year or two into the relationship. And that came from left field, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting it, like you said.
Did you see the signs, though?
No.
No signs.
No signs. I mean, I could feel, like, you know, women have intuition. So I could feel that something was wrong. Mm-hmm. I could feel that something was wrong, but it wasn't like I felt like I was doing anything to entice him to cheat.
Was you giving it up on the regular? Okay.
Yeah. And so.
Did you ever feel the need to cheat?
At that time?
Yeah.
No. So that, I mean, that shit hurt, like bad. And so that was the first time. Then the second time was a little different because we was in a bad.
It was a bad vibe.
It was a bad, yeah, it was not a good situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it hurt, but it hurt a little less because I was like, okay. I was expecting it, I guess. But I think, and I cheated too.
You cheated?
See, the reaction is different. Why is the reaction different?
No, it's not, I just didn't expect that from you.
Yeah, I did. But it was a mistake, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, I don't want to get too personal and tell Theo, all my business. What up, nigga?
Boy in this motherfucker, man.
All my business, but it wasn't. I didn't carry it over. It was a mistake. It happened one day, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got cheated on, it was kind of like a over months thing. So that made me look at guys different after I left that relationship.
Because
I was like, damn, I gave this nigga 6 years. Yeah. I gave him 6 years. I gave him this, that, and the third. I broke my back for him, and now look at me. So that made me look at guys different,
mm-hmm.
definitely, and relationships different. But then, as I was single, I got to look back and realize all the signs before.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in a relationship, sometimes you don't see the signs because
mm-hmm.
you don't want to. But, I mean, yeah. I think it's unfair to say girls should expect it and guys shouldn't, and it hurts guys worse.
No, I don't think that. I feel like guys too. I think that's the whole point of me saying what I was saying. Guys should expect it as well. We just don't because we're way more sensitive than y'all are. To be honest with you, our emotions flow a lot more faster than y'all. Whether niggas want to realize it or not, that's why it hurts more when we get cheated on than it does y'all, because y'all kind of quote unquote expect it. For us, we don't expect that shit. You know what I'm saying? So. Prime example, he just said that his whole fucking world is shattered when it comes to relationships because of that one incident. But you done got cheated on, what, one time?
Twice?
And you fairly good, right?
Huh?
You fairly good, right? When it comes to relationships, right?
I guess.
I'll put it like this.
Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Do you have trauma? Or do you even know that you had trauma?
I don't know. I think I'm more aware of the things I should look out for.
But does it stop you from dating?
No.
Does your trauma stop you from dating?
No.
It's a reason why it's not as far as dating. It's the fact of it's a reason why I'm single this long. It's a reason why.
Like, so now, do y'all see the difference?
I don't.
It's a true difference. Because, like we talked about before, why I started this conversation, because the expectations, the chances, and the, you know, upbringing too plays a part. Like I told you, I gave my whole spiel to you and everybody else that's listening and watching. I am fucked up here. And plus what I said last episode, like, hey, I go for women that's like poly, I can't handle right now.
Mm-hmm.
That plays a part. And two, where I want to be at in life. And two, what I've been through. Because me going through a fuck up situation again, me getting cheated, I don't want to go through getting cheated on again. That, I'm going to tell you something right now. For people that's listening that have never
now, been cheated on. Before you say that, this is not saying that his pain is greater than yours.
No, I'm not. That's all I was going to say.
I'm just saying that because I know a lot of women look at this and be like,
Well, nigga, what the
but
fuck?
I think you have to. I think you have to get to a point where, because I got to the point where I'm like, because before when I got cheated on, I was like, damn, what did I do? But you have to get to a point where you're like, he cheated, that's his problem. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So going forward, if I get in a relationship and I get cheated on, I know at the end of the day, I'm good. Like, I'm like, I don't think it'll hurt me. I mean, it'll hurt, but it's not going to affect me to the point where I'm going to turn around and look at what, like, damn, what the fuck did I do wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's his choice. Everybody's responsible for themselves. I might have done something to entice him to do it, but at the end of the day, it was his choice to lay down with somebody else.
Right.
So I think that's what you have to get to in order to you know, not be afraid to get cheated on. Because if you, I mean, nobody wants to be with the guy who.
Well, first of all, relationships and love in general are a risk. So when you get into a situation of, like, you like somebody and you want to take that next step with them as far as just getting out of court and a real relationship, because I got to a certain point in my life to where it was like, I'm not dating unless we dating for marriage.
Right. That's where I'm at now.
Ma'am, so you already put your boundary right there. Mm-hmm. You drew your line in the sand. So now you got to be looking for those qualities. When we were younger, we were just looking for something that looked good, right, and that we can, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, all of us get to that point. Now, the question is, Akil, have you gotten, where are you at?
We're talking about it.
Because Lauren has drawn her line in the sand from an individual standpoint, but let's see where a man's mindset is at. So we can get more of an understanding of where we are, like, as far as genders. I feel like that's more important than anything, because a lot of the times they say that women mature faster than men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if that's the case on you, where does the growth need to happen? Because then at that point, now you know where the fuck you need to work on. Because I tell you straight up and down, when it comes to that kid, I be telling that nigga all the time, man, stop fucking with these Instagram famous bitches. These Instagram model hoes ain't about shit. I swear to God, ain't nothing. I've done a lot of them. I swear to God, they the dumbest motherfuckers on earth. They just look good. Them bitches be ran through 6 or 7 times. I've been in rooms with females to where, like, every single one of my homeboys and fucked them. Like, yeah, literally. Like,
Rudy been in the room with, I'm not gonna say the Instagram model name. He was in a room with the same Instagram model that a lot of guys, hundreds of thousands of dudes, crave over. I'm not gonna say nobody's name, but yeah. So I get
these
what you're
hoes
saying.
Ain't about, bro. I swear to God, that's why I be telling people. Me from the outside looking in, I be telling people, bro, like, stop putting so much value in what you see. Put value in what you feel, because the same bitch that sit here and look like a fucking angel to you, be the same motherfucker that's gonna fuck devil. Your homeboy for $1,000. I've seen it with my own eyes.
But like I said too, for me, it's feel like I had like a late start. And, like, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? When I say the shit I've been, like, from 18 to now, a lot of people already seen, you know, did they shit or whatever, lost their virginity younger than me. You get what I'm saying? So they
I lost my shit at 13.
You know what I'm saying? So 13, and I know dudes that lost that shit like 11.
How old were you?
When I lost my virginity, 18. I told you, the girl that cheated on me, I lost my virginity to her. So you got to think that's a double whammy.
I mean, that might be late for a guy, but
I'm just saying, think about this shit right now. A man has his first real relationship, lose their virginity, and get cheated on by the same girl that you liked a whole lot and never thought that you would go through that shit. And it happened.
But again, I'm gonna keep
as a young man.
I'm gonna tell you one thing too to keep in mind. We ain't gonna stay on this, but that's also your obsession with sex. Putting pussy on a pedestal.
But that's my first time. I didn't know.
Understood. I'm just letting you know. That should be in the back of your mind.
I love sex, though.
You love sex, but how much?
A lot. It plays a part in when... You know what the last episode I had? If you can't give that head, get out the bed. No, that plays a part.
At the same time, no. Sex is an important part of a relationship, but at the same time, where does it value? How much does it value? Because, you know what I'm saying?
That's up there.
But that's that's a man problem. We're going to have that.
But no, I'm okay.
But that's different from looks.
Now, let me stop. Looks is over.
No. The reason why I'm saying it's it plays a part in this. But that's why I say this is another conversation for another show. You know what I'm saying? But stay on what you're saying. That's another conversation. One day we're going to have that conversation. I swear to God. We need to talk about this shit. Porn is fucked up. That's all I'm going to say.
But that's all I'm saying, though, is the fact that with everybody has a different experience when it comes to cheating. And I feel like we talk about the thoughts shit because we didn't even get to the other part of what we was talking about.
Yeah, we might not even get to that.
Which was what?
Because we were talking about thoughts and we got to a whole therapy session because
we
drinking.
That's cool.
Because in my name, we might get to it. But I'm saying that we got to get to a point where it's like, okay, we all had different experiences. So we can't judge somebody else because of the experience they went through. I've been through something different than Rudy. I've been through something different than Monday. And I've been through something different than Lauren.
Okay.
So we all been through something different. And we got to accept that.
And so, say that one more time for me.
Say what one more time?
You can't judge what?
I forgot.
You can't judge somebody else for what they, because you don't know what they've been through.
Right. But I gave my spiel on that.
Okay.
So cheating could hit differently than all I'm saying to hold this whole conversation is that I'm gonna say women expectations is different than for men. You know what I'm saying? When they get cheated on, because we, like I said, it cuts deep for us because we don't expect a woman we date to cheat on us. Women, y'all go through the whole niggas ain't shit. That's one of y'all favorite phrases ever. Niggas ain't shit. I say that all the time, right? So when it happens, it's like, girl, I'm not surprised. And he, you know what I'm saying? Like, I liked him, but he a dog, whatever. Niggas ain't shit. A man, why can they commit suicide? Why do you think they kill the wife, the dude, and themselves? Or they just kill themselves? Or they just kill the dude? That stuff happens all the time. A woman, when they find out you get cheated on, they don't kill themselves. They hurt. They disappointed. Or they like, I'm not shocked. You don't hear women. Y'all can find it for me if y'all want
to.
That's
a goddamn lie.
Y'all don't hear women.
My girl told me straight up and down, if I cheat on her, she cutting my dick off. And I believe it.
Okay, but Rudy, that's some hypotheticals.
No, that ain't even no.
Okay, Rudy.
She wasn't playing.
She not playing.
Rudy, just listen to me, bro. Because that's the same shit a lot of women say. I'm going to cut your dick off.
No, I believe her.
You believe her out of 300 million women in this world?
I'm not dealing with 300 million.
Okay, but that's all I'm saying. Your situation could be different than everybody else, but the odds of that is rare. We all pull a rare card in the game or whatever.
I didn't ask who you was texting when you was on the phone. I'm
texting my gal.
I'm not texting nobody.
All right, then.
But all I'm saying
is, we having a real conversation, my nigga. Don't disrespect it.
That was a double standard because you was over here on the phone not even paying attention.
That is true.
Shut your bitch ass.
Thank
but
you.
All I'm saying is something. See, y'all want to interrupt me when I'm saying some real. I'm saying some honest, real.
Say Rudy,
talk
not
right
y'all.
But this happens all the time, though. So it's a difference. So that's all I'm saying with the topic. Like it's a different game when it comes to that. Like I said, for me, when I got cheated on, I was
hurt.
Capital H. And you get what I'm saying? Like the weekend Echoes of Silence that just came out in the week. I was jamming the weekend like 3 months straight.
I don't think anybody's taking that away from you. I think it's just not fair when guys say girls should expect it. Because it hurts the same. And cheating is cheating.
I'm not saying should expect it, but it's more so like y'all go, when you go into a relationship, let's say the last dude you dated. Just answer yes or no. Did you go into it thinking like, he's not going to cheat on me. It's not going to happen. He's not that type of guy. Yes or no?
Up until the point when I first got cheated I'm about to answer your question. Up until the time he first got cheated on, it never crossed my mind, honestly.
It never crossed your mind?
No, it didn't. Because the situation was, he chased me. Like, I wasn't looking for a relationship. He chased me. So, no, him cheating never really crossed my mind. Now, after the fact, yeah. It did.
Hey, look, I want to say, before you go, I want to so say, hey.
Who
I
you
wanna,
texting?
I want to shout out everybody that's in this Instagram Live. They are going crazy. They have their own conversation in the Instagram Live. What we doing is great. We are doing some great. We look like Dream Champs.
You're welcome.
They going 3 hours long, and we just talking our shit. But we did so much good, and they going off in their own conversation.
Oh, they are. To
you know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad that's happening. We doing something good right now, and I know this episode we're doing is going to have a lot of downloads, a lot of clicks, a lot of shit on Instagram. So we doing good right now. So let's keep it up. But Lauren, get off your phone. Let's keep
going. I'm watching the comments.
Okay,
shut the fuck up.
I'm watching the comments. I want to know what they're talking about.
But let's keep going though. All I'm saying is this. It's going to hit different from us dudes. And like I said, experience is different. Monday. I never talked to Money about his sex life or relationship.
Oh,
Lauren,
bro, what the fuck?
I'm talking about what they're talking about.
I want to know what the comments going on.
Yeah. Okay, look, Darlin said this.
What did he say?
He ain't saying no crazy shit this time. He said, "At our age now, you gotta come with it. Women not trying to teach a man how to love no more." That's true.
But shit, I ain't gonna lie to you, Darlin. A lot of these women ain't women no more. Are we keeping it real? A lot of these women ain't women no more. From knowing the basics of being who a woman is, these motherfuckers trying to be niggas. And that's just straight up and down. And it don't work like that. But that's a whole other conversation.
I think it's because women are fed up.
Fed up of what? The creature you created?
I can only speak on my personal situation. I felt like when I left my relationship, I felt like I built another nigga up for the next bitch.
Hold on. Let's pause.
That's what I really
feel
like.
I feel you, but let's stop right there. I agree and I understand what the fuck you saying. But at the same time, you chose to do that shit after knowing all the
No, because I was invested. I thought at one point in time, I thought I was going to marry him. So why not invest in the relationship?
Okay, that makes sense. Because some niggas do be sheep and goddamn wool clothing. So I understand where you come from that standpoint. But at the same time, though, that's the risk that you take when it comes to love.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wiser now. I can see it now.
See, the thing is, y'all are there for the most part. Men aren't. Men, a lot of, we had this conversation before. We still in the mindset of Miracle Watts, Lorraine Cocaine,
Lil Galore.
Not
Bria Miles.
Y'all aren't thinking past it. Like, all these women, who they dating?
But no, the mindset. Who's that?
Are they married?
No, the mindset. It's even the mindset. Now, I agree with you on that because I got a family member in my family who believes in this city girl bullshit. Not understanding that the city girls don't even do what the fuck city girls be doing. You know what I'm saying? Women are starting to take the entertainment industry and making them their own. That's why y'all kind of just keeping it real. That's why y'all defend Megan Thee Stallion so goddamn much.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. But that's a whole other conversation. Hey, but it's a good thing that.
Hold on. Whoa.
She's on our side.
No, it's the truth. But that's because we've got outside of the bullshit that we would be fed into. So you got some niggas now still following what the fuck Future is saying, not understanding that that's not the way. We got to understand as a society, we need to stop wasting time.
Yeah.
It ain't shit out there. Now, once you get your shit off and you happy, now let's get to some serious shit. Just keep it real. You make more money, men. You make more money with a woman. One woman than you do with five.
That's true.
Say it again.
Men make more money with one woman than they do with five.
That's true. That's true. That's true. You, because not all five, they look, you know, they're not going to do the same thing. You look at different, you look at all five differently. You're not
No, it's not even that. You focus. When you got one, man, I'm going to tell, I'm going to keep it real with
Wait
you.
Wait a minute.
Hold away.
See, that's the reason why you shouldn't be reading the comments while we talk.
Yeah, Lord, yeah, don't do that. No, get off,
No.
Yeah, because we're going to go off topic. We're going to be talking too long, so let's not do it.
But the real, is, I'm going to keep it real from a personal standpoint. Before I got back with my girl, mind you, we was together for how long? Like 8 months or some shit like that. It felt like a lifetime. But when we broke up, I was fucking with so many bitches and all kind of shit. I was going crazy. I wouldn't get shit done. Now we've been back together in a year. I done went through some shit in life. But at the same time, I've gotten more done in 3 months than I did in the whole year. Mind you, we've been together for a year. I was going through some shit. But 3 or 4 months, I'm back where I was 10 times better. Versus fucking with 5, 6 bitches, going to the strip club every night, fucking with different bitches every night.
Doing it for the gram.
Doing all that shit. My followers was popping like a motherfucker back then. But more opportunities started to come my way once I started focusing on one woman to where I say, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go do my work and take my ass home. Go do my work, take my ass home to my woman. Go do my work, take my ass home back to my woman. I don't even go to the club no more. Because I understand, like, okay, let me be more accurate with what the fuck I do. Because I got to make it back home, even for my family, just in general. Men right now, they're not thinking from that standpoint because there's so much hype into, I need 1,000 bitches. And women are feeding into that bullshit at the same time, too. So, I wish we can get back to the standpoint of, like, damn, nigga, like, especially women. Hey, let me find that one nigga. Or if I'm not even trying to find a nigga, I'm going to focus on myself and shit like, but when it comes to that time, let me find that one nigga that I can, Because all I'm going to tell you, women-wise, y'all really run every fucking thing.
Yeah.
When it comes to us picking the women that we want, y'all set the tone. I never understood why women couldn't understand this shit. Am I right or wrong?
No, you right.
Because if you sit here and you say, I don't want no nigga that ain't got no job. Guess what? Niggas gonna have jobs. And they gonna be trying to holler at your ass. Hey, baby, I got a job. Real talk. If you say, hey, I don't want no fat nigga. Guess what? The niggas that want you, get their ass in that gym and start working out. Same shit. Just straight up and down. Like, we gotta start setting our expectations up for really what we want and not, like, what the fuck we see. Straight up and down. Like, I guarantee you right now, if you say, hey, I don't want no nigga that they got less than $10,000 in their bank account. Why is that the case right now when niggas, females is really saying, I don't want no nigga that ain't got no money. And what niggas is out here doing? Scamming.
But
getting haircuts.
Get haircuts.
Nah, for real. Why do we get haircuts?
To look impressive. To women.
It ain't for no damn job. Just keep it real.
Nope.
Why do we buy nice cars?
But you're trying to attract the wrong women. Because a real woman ain't impressed by your car.
No.
Because at the end of the day, a real woman knows.
I understand, but how many, but keep it real. How many
real? A real woman knows. Okay, so what you driving, what's a nice car? A Lamborghini? Oh. So the fuck what?
Lauren?
What?
That's bullshit.
It's not.
If a man you... Okay, let's say a man you really, really like. Personality, looks, everything. He came in with a 1998... Wait. 1998.
I don't give a fuck.
Ford Explorer. And it's jacked up. Hubcaps off.
I mean...
And inside's
dirty.
That's
a little extreme.
There's one cockroach. He named it Harry. And it's in the back
that's
seat.
That's extreme. Because now you're dirty.
Okay, but you just say it don't matter.
No, it doesn't. I'm not impressed by if a nigga pulls up in a Lamborghini.
If he pulled up with that, what would you do?
No, it doesn't impress me. That's what I'm saying.
So you were still talking
because
to
at the end of the day, okay, you have a Lamborghini, but do you have your own spot?
But
is
if
it,
you talk to a guy that had that Ford Explorer 1998,
okay, hold on.
Paint was messed up. Hold on. Because I was talking for too damn long. I was drinking this goddamn Coke. And I look at these goddamn comments. So I'm going to get my shit out. So, I'm really 1998 Ford Explorer. And he said it's blue, but it looks gray because the paint chopped off and shit. He got a roach in the back named Harry. And everything is cut off and shit. Will you still talk to him? But you like, he look good. Personality's perfect.
It depends on the other shit. Like, what are you doing with your life?
Oh, but the car's not clean. So that don't matter?
That's just disgusting. Okay. I mean, that don't would cost be, nothing to vacuum
you,
your car.
Would you be turned off, yes or no?
About the car? Like, if you have, like, a hoopty, a beat-up car?
If you thought he looked good and the personality was the perfect personality you wanted.
I don't look at niggas for their car. Like, that's what I'm trying to
say. So, that roach in the back. Don't matter.
Get the roach out of here. Like, why do you have a roach in the back of your
okay.
car?
Okay, I'm just giving that example. But that can happen.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't look at, like...
So you still talk to him?
I mean...
No, you wouldn't.
I would vacuum the roach up. But, Lauren, I mean, I don't care about the car. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying.
Hey. Hey, Darlo said some real shit.
Yeah, you look
Girl, Darlo said real... Good dick don't last forever.
And looks don't last forever either.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I know a lot of niggas that made a living off of just fucking a girl good. They give up everything.
Darla said, girls want a nigga with a bag. If you don't got it, she ain't rocking. But right, I disagree.
All right, look. The comment says we're gonna keep going for 3 hours. We can't keep going.
Okay, fine.
Shit. It's 11:47, might be 12. We can't do this shit. All right. So, that was the last time.
Nah, all in all, bro, just have an understanding of where the other person lies. And just have an understanding of everybody has trauma. And if you really, I really was trying to get to this point. When it comes to relationships, it comes down to who is willing to stick it out through the bullshit, through everything, and accept that other individuals for his bullshit. If you ain't willing to accept that person and everything that come with that person, leave that motherfucker alone. Because all you doing is hurting each other and creating more trauma and more trauma. You know what I'm saying? So, all you motherfuckers, especially your ass.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? What the hell? Look, what?
I'm just saying in general. Akil, I know you went through what you went through, and I'm sorry for the fact that you went through what you went through. But at the same time, bro, you gotta, before you even, which I feel like you at that point too, but before you even get to trying to talk to somebody or date somebody, work through that shit for you mentally to where you forgive that individual and forgive yourself for whatever happened. So that you don't drag that same shit into the next situation to where, now that... This woman got to deal with the bullshit you just deal with. You know what I'm saying? Right. And they didn't sign up for that at all. And same thing with you. Just saying in general. I'm not saying anything else. If you got some bullshit in your past, make sure you can sit down and in your mind, I got this shit taken care of. Now let's push forward. Now when you get in a relationship, it's going to be a lot of bullshit. But if you down for the count, shit rock. And if right. you can't, fuck it.
So somebody said on the this the last comment before we get out of here because we been going too long. My boy Darlin said 8 years was a long time ago, bro. Alright, so let me just spill this out before we go. No interruptions.
What the fuck? Nigga, say what
you're That's doing. What we're here for then.
So years don't matter when you get cheated on, bro. I'm gonna tell you something right now. Because you got... First of all, I talked about it already. God damn. I don't want to go back on the shit.
Okay, then don't.
No, okay. Long story short, when it comes to this shit, yeah, years don't count. But at the same time, if you can identify what the fuck happened, you can fix that problem as well.
Right. And Okay, let's get past it.
And can't nobody get you past this shit, but you and dated
after the shit, obviously. I'm not saying the reason why I'm not in a relationship right now is because that happened. No. I take my time and I want to focus on myself. Cause at that time, I wasn't focused on myself. I'm focused on myself now. I'm trying to get my shit planned out. And then I'm more open to dating than I was at that time. Like, I'm not going back hopping on that shit. We're going to cut the promo. We talked for 2.5 hours.
All right, cool, nigga.
Y'all messed me up. I got to edit all this shit.
Akil, It come down to just straight up and down. Forgive and forget. Period.
Whatever.
Forgive and forget.
I'm gonna say something right now. A lot of these people that's listening on IG Live has a lot of them. These dudes that have been cheated on. They have been cheated on. They don't know how.
But Akil, you have to realize most people have been cheated on. So
stop
it's
it.
Not
fair. Stop it.
Stop. All right,
dudes.
Wait,
dudes.
But you're not dating that, a dude.
Lord,
you're not dating a dude.
Lord, be quiet. Riddle with a kill. Blaze Case, HTX. Y'all can get the cake. Everything. If you want to talk to these people, talk. Request on Instagram Live. If you want to talk after this show, after we're done recording. Rudy is always my dude, my brother.
Oh, come out on. The flip.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no out here in the building. You know what I'm saying? We doing our damn thing. If y'all want to talk to everybody, look. Send a request on Instagram Live, man. Look, man, we out.